Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This place is about to blow.
He makes this.
Good snap.
Good hold. Good kick. And the Bills slide into the postseason for the fourth straight year.
Dolphins Day. Happy game day, everyone. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, hanging out here. Hour number two of the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, which is, of course, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you will find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. I'm really enjoying, Derek. I'm really enjoying going through some of these Dolphin stats and just kind of roasting them a little bit.
My Zach Wilson tidbit really has got you fascinated, doesn't it? My hatred for the Bills losing to Zach Wilson has given you a statistic that you are just in love with.
It's incredible. It is astounding. It is astounding. Tua is not a bad quarterback.
And like it is astounding that they've lost to Zach Wilson twice.
It's much more like that's the perfect stat if it's a team game. That does not stop it from being hysterical.
It tells you that QB wins should never be a stat.
Right. It might be the perfect exemplifier of that. Of like, yeah, Zach Wilson has two wins against the Bills. Tua has one. You've watched them both play the sport. Right. Doesn't change it from being super funny. Does not change that for
right. people. And it keeps the fascination.
Yeah. And then now this whole thing that I've got going, you know, the last time the Dolphins won a playoff game, the 2000 year, they win the wild card game against the Colts. Gladiator wins best picture at the Oscars. That stat's going to hit way harder when their rebuild happens.
And then the highest grossing film is Mission Impossible 2.
They've made like 19 more of those.
You're not wrong.
Gladiator had a basically a legacy sequel 20 years later.
What, are you not entertained?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I just had someone tweet in, over 9,000 days since their last playoff win.
Wow.
Oof.
You want to make a stat sound painful, add a comma to it.
Add a comma to it. 803-0550, the number to call. Thoughts on tonight's game. Bills will be hosting the Miami Dolphins for Thursday night football to get week three underway. We'll go back to the phones here. Joe is with us next up. Joe, how we doing?
Hey, what up, boys? Let's go. I'm ready for a Bills victory tonight, but wanted to just give a quick stat that I heard. It was on X.
Joe, did we lose you?
27, right? And the first week, the Patriots made Daniel Jones look, you know, like an amazing QB. Mm-hmm. And so the Patriots previously, from what I understand, had not scored 30 or more points in a football game since 2022 before last week.
Oh, my goodness.
So they haven't broke the 30-point mark, and I'm not sure how many times the Bills have done that, but I think the Dolphins' defense is just hapless, and I think this is an opportunity for Buffalo to just run them out of the stadium. I'm not sure if they'll let McDaniels on the plane on the way home, to be honest with you. So, you know, never want to see a guy lose his job, But in this case, I think I do, because it could be pretty bad for Miami tonight. Go Bills.
Go Bills.
Go Bills.
And I'm going through this now. I think Joe was right. I think Joe was right on this stat. New England had not scored over 30 points week six.
Oh.
I'm seeing, just real quick, week six of 2022, they put up 38 against the Cleveland Browns. That's incredible. I have been, again, I have not really been able to sit too much with all of these Miami Dolphins games, but that's kind of the prevailing thought I'm getting from everyone, is that just how bad the defense is. That's the prevailing thought I'm getting from everyone.
And seven of those points is special teams on a kick return right after Miami takes the lead on a punt return touchdown. Mm-hmm. But yeah, oh my God. Yeah, it is October 16th of 2022. What a magical year that was. And the Bills lose to Tua and Zach Wilson, and Miami and New England scores 30 points for the last time until this past Sunday.
Absolutely incredible. Also, because Joe mentioned, I don't know how much necessarily the Bills are scoring 30 points. That is what they averaged last year on offense. Was exactly 30.9 points per game. Again, that's last year. But
oh, my goodness, you're right.
In case you were wondering, through two games this year, they're averaging 35.5. That defense is bad. That defense is bad. And we were just talking with Sal about
it. And against the Bills, they've always been bad.
Right. It exemplifies all their issues. They don't get home.
Sometimes the offense keeps up. Bad.
Yep.
But Miami's defense very rarely ever shows up.
And Sal brought it up too, and I can understand that as well. Like it's a divisional game. The offense, as you mentioned just right there, the offense can keep up. The screen game, what have you. The Bills have injuries of their own. Matt Milano and Ed Oliver. It's going to have to be a big game from guys like Dorian Williams. And if you do blitz a lot, like the Dolphins have been shown susceptible to, you could leave Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle wide open down the field. And to be fair, I think all of us still are very worried about the safety position. I cannot see a world in which the Bills do fall into a trap game with a division rival, with the team that has, in many aspects, been the one chasing them, been the one giving them the biggest fight. I just can't see it. You have a chance to really put the nail in the coffin. Put your biggest rival away.
And not to mention, really, end a regime.
Mm-hmm.
Man, the last 9 years, Chris Greer has done some irreparable damage to that organization.
Yeah, I can't see the Bills taking this game lightly. And to be fair, that's one of the positives I'll always give Sean McDermott. We took a call too, mentioning how often do they really fall into trap games? I can mention a few, but they're a few years ago. Now they're very good at they close out games. Last year with sort of this new age, it was their retool year, right? They really don't fall into any of those. All of their losses are very close and arguably to very good teams.
And in 2023 was a bit of a mess of a season for them. Mm-hmm. There's not many things that you'd call trap games at that point when you're sitting at 6-6.
Right. They just overall had a really rough season until the end.
Until they bring it back from 6-6.
But the trap games I'm thinking
of. What do they do though? That last game, they win the division, snagging it from Miami.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah,
it always comes back to how underwhelming the Dolphins are against the Bills.
Mm-hmm. It's just I'm more excited just because it's Dolphins game and the day got started and I was like, you know what, I'm jazzed up, I'm ready to go. And some of these stats I've had a lot of fun with. For me, it's just seeing how far the Dolphins have fallen away from the Bills. There was a time, we've brought it up a lot over this week, that 70-point game. There was a time people thought, here they come. And to be fair, there was a point in time, I don't know if anyone was comparing Mike McDaniel to Bill Walsh, may have happened, I certainly didn't do it. But there was a time where you went, that's the best offensive mind in football. That's how you should be building your teams. Fast receivers, speed, go, 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 go. And it ended in a fortnight. It didn't even last a month.
It lasted a week.
Yeah.
Because the Bills put them down.
But there was a time. And they have just fallen from grace. It lasts really a week. But how quickly it all of a sudden was like, yeah, but they can't play in the cold. They're a very soft defense. Vic Fangio essentially is making fun of them on the way out. Goes and wins the Super Bowl the next year after he leaves.
Not to mention, defensive
coordinator.
That Bills 48-20 win. A lot of pregame, the vibes were, and I remember this. A lot of the pregame vibes were, yeah, Miami might score points, but so will Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stop the Bills.
Absolutely. That was the exact thought for almost everybody.
And that's exactly what happens. In the first two quarters, it is punch for punch. Buffalo would score, Miami would score. Buffalo would score, Miami would score. And it kept going until all of a sudden it doesn't. The first time Miami blinks is in the second quarter, and they kick a field goal.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And then it's over.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills keep going en route to 48-20. Miami scripts really worked. Their first two drives on offense were great. The minute Miami had to go off script, it was over. And their fun in the sun lasted 7 days.
And it's... It looks like it's going to be a long time before that's back. Back to the phones. John is with us next up. John, how are we doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well.
Go Bills. I just wanted to – I loved the Jackson Hawes talk earlier.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just want to talk about – and I know he's so new. You don't really know what you have. Like, I don't know if you guys – how close you guys look at the PFF rating type stuff. But I'm pretty high on that. I know that's – those grades are pretty looked at by the by teams and around the league. But at what point do you think? And I love Kincaid. He's I love the guy. You know, team player, locker room guy. Seems like. At what point do you think you would rather have a guy like Hawes? You know, big blocking tight end can really help out in the run game. Maybe not as strong downfield, but you know, maybe you can work on that as years go by. But I don't know. I like I said, I love Kincaid, but what point do you think you would rather have a guy like Hawes over maybe a more talented guy like Kincaid? I don't know.
John, let me ask you this, because I think I'm right on this, but I want to make sure, because you mentioned you're big on the PFF grades. Hawes right now is their highest graded tight end, not just rookie,
like their highest, right? He's their highest grade. I know he had that big catch in the first game. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I just think you can maybe teach the downfield aspect, like the quick out routes, the catching aspect. You can, you know, work on the hands and stuff. That can be worked on, but something that the blocking can obviously be worked on too, but he's just such a big dude. Like, he can move some guys around, and then, you know, you just look at the bigger tight ends that have had success over the course of the last 40, 50 years, and usually they're more of like the, I don't know, just bigger guys that can block really well and then go out for a catch and run for, you know, 20, 30 yards. He's a guy that like nobody's really looking in at stopping Jackson Hawes. Teams look at Kincaid and are like, we got to take this guy out of the game because they know he's talented. But if you can have a guy like him, I don't know. I just like Jackson Hawes a lot. That's all.
John, thanks for the call. I'll say this, the Bills adore him. I was able to go to one training camp practice, and I was able to be on the sideline and kind of watch everything. And before the practice really got going, I was able to sit and just watch Rob Boris, the Bills tight end coach, work with the tight end room. You could tell there how much they like Hawes. I will say, patience with him. He is the best blocking tight end the team says that they've ever scouted. Anyone that talks about Hawes is like, The blocking. His big catch, the 29-yarder, it's great. He almost drops it.
Twice.
He has to bobble it twice. And there is sort of this maturation period. I will say, though, and I am already starting to have these thoughts because of how good of a blocker he is, next year he's overtaking Dawson Knox.
And that was the thing. The caller forgets continues. The wrong name, really,
it's,
on
it's
this
It's not
one.
Really Kincaid.
It's not Kincaid. It's Knox.
It's Knox. I think we're getting to that point. He will surpass Knox, maybe even in this year. I think definitely going into next year. What is maybe going to be fun, though, to really keep an eye on for him, if that passing game does develop,
then they've got an interesting pick from the sixth round.
And to be fair, fifth or sixth round.
Fifth round, yes, excuse me.
But where he's at now already, Derek, they already trust him so much. He had 35 snaps against the Jets. He had 16 against Baltimore. He's already getting involved. I mean, they run that three tight end set all the time, and it's working for them. I mean, he's already taken Alec Anderson.
The way Hawes is – yeah, exactly. The way Hawes is blocking, you don't need to send an extra offensive lineman out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the interesting part, and that's the part that I want to see continue. And again, to your point there, John, you're using the wrong name, really. It's not about Kincaid, it's about Knox, because he carries a far bigger cap hit than the Bills should be comfortable with to keep going into in further years. So mm-hmm. maybe you try to get rid of Knox next season, but that's next year's problem. Let's worry about that then. I'm just enjoying what Jackson Hawes can do blocking right now and appreciating the art of that in the moment. And I'd imagine they're going to use him a good amount here tonight against Miami.
Yeah, I know the morning guys with their four-leg parlay, they took part in the Jackson Hawes last touchdown score, which should be fun. I took any time. The Bills love him.
A last touchdown is a violent gesture.
It's so good. But the Bills do love him. They're using him a good bit for a fifth-round rookie going into his third game. I could see it where, yeah, it's just, dude, you've been doing great. We want to get you a touchdown. We want to get you out there. Look at Alec Anderson. He has touchdowns. They've done the big man touchdowns at the goal line.
And this is easier.
This is easier because he's a tight end. You don't have to actually like come up with like this crazy scheme to get him going.
I don't need to do the report eligible thing. Nope, he's wearing 85.
He's ready to go. And then, well, we'll make jokes that he bobbled it twice.
He caught it.
In a moment, when they're storming back, he comes up with a massive catch. He's been great for them. And it's crazy. I mean, like, initially when they drafted him out of Georgia Tech, like, you kind of laugh a little bit, and you're like, oh, yeah, best blocking tight end. That's great. But it has allowed them now to really revamp their – and they loved Alec Anderson last year. They still do. But it's allowed them to do different things, I think, also in many ways do things easier. Now that they don't have to have a guy report as eligible and stuff like that. They run these three tight end sets. They do love their tight end room. You're getting a lot out of them. I will say, though, Knox, two drops on Sunday, that's not really good. And that's where we do point out that maybe sooner rather than later, you're ultimately going to see Hawes overtake Knox in the lineup. Because he maybe offers you more. Kincaid is their kind of out-and-out receiver tight end. I mean, the moment they drafted him, they kind of acknowledged that's what he does. And, like, you should look at him more as a receiver, which was kind of brave because if he really hit, like, straight away 1,000 yards, guys, I wouldn't say that. In negotiations, he'll want to be paid like a receiver. Just a word of advice. maybe don't say
maybe
that.
Maybe don't do that.
Maybe don't do that. But they're getting pretty good stuff out of all three of their tight ends. It's really helped their running game as well. I mean, you're seeing the stats last week, yards before contact, that James Cook had. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous how they've been able to build out that offensive line, continuing into also their tight end room as well. 803-0550, the number two call. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer. We'll be right back. Get you ready for Sabres Live coming up at 12 o'clock. The Sabres were on the practice ice tonight. Pucks arrived a little late. But they got there. I don't think they actually arrived late.
I'm not ready for this. Don't do this to me.
Sabres Live coming up at 12 o'clock. We'll be right back. This is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.